You know those questions everyone seems to ask?
Frequently asked questions.
Well, here's the answers. This is FAQ on 1050 CJNB.
Welcome to FAQ, a program to answer your frequently asked questions from professionals in the Northwest. Linda Macniak from the Battlefish Chamber with us. And Linda, there's been an example not that long ago of actually voices making a difference in Ottawa.
Yes.
Now, it's kind of a long story, but give it to us.
So specifically, I wanted to talk about advocacy, and always people say, well, what does the chamber do or what do you do for me? And advocacy is something that's very difficult to describe or to talk about because it can take any number of forms. But this is an example that really impacts not only businesses and organizations, but individual Canadians. So I thought people could relate to it. March the 16th, a parliamentary secretary to the Minister of Canadian Heritage put forward a motion at committee. And this committee has been discussing Bill C-18. And this is not commentary on that bill, but it's related to the invited guests. So Meta and Google have been invited to this committee to discuss the digital services tax, this bill, C-18.
The newsfeed thing, et cetera, et cetera.
So again, no commentary on those businesses or on the bill itself. But what happened was the motion was put forward, as I said, on a Thursday that would compel, in this instance, those businesses to bring forward all of their internal and external communications, text messages, emails, presentations, research, all of the communications or items that they had done specific to this issue in this case. So that basically what it's saying is that people cannot have public discourse with a government on an issue. And really, isn't that the basis of democracy? Is that we should all be able to form our own opinion. And whether you agree or not with the government, there are ways to have those discussions. So that happened on a Thursday. On the Sunday already, the Chamber Network in Canada had been given a call to action. There was a letter put out by the president and CEO, Perrin Beattie, to deliver to the committee saying, whoa, Nelly, this is going to impact individual Canadians. It will impact organizations, unions, trade organizations, chambers of commerce, nonprofit groups, even enterprises who potentially have periodically a disagreement with what a government of the day does or says.
Right.
In relation to policy. So by Monday afternoon already, given all of the input, the media around it, I certainly communicated with our MP here, although she's not on the committee, but I did communicate with her the concerns. By then, the motion had been modified. So already that call to action by Chambers of Commerce in that short window, so in less than a week, that had already modified what the government had done, kind of that overreach that had happened in that initial motion. Now, so the amendment is good. It's protecting individual Canadians. The challenge, of course, is still that it could impact businesses and organizations. So I know the fight continues, if you will. But certainly that's an issue where the Chamber Network got together, was, you know, asked to do a call to action, and how Main Street Canada can impact what's happening in Ottawa and what's impacting individual Canadians.
So basically, a proof that we have a voice.
Yes, and that it can impact those decisions, for sure.
So this is going to be one of the exhibits. I was going to say Exhibit A, but there's plenty of exhibits.
Oh, for sure.
For the reason being for the chamber.
Yes, of course. And this is an instant that everybody can relate to because it's a national one, and
sure,
it could impact every person, not just a business or an organization. But that's a national level. There is a provincial level. We've just come through a period of the budget in the province. So there will be, I don't want to say followed as a result of that, but there will be perhaps issues or advocacy that comes as a result of some of those changes. And of course, we regularly work with the city and town and attend their budget presentations and attend and have discussions with them when a new policy is being put forward or a new bylaw that certainly could impact business.
Well, if people want to be involved with the chamber, and I don't know why you wouldn't after that, how do they get hold of you?
The chamber office, they could reach us at 306-445-6226. They could go on our website. There's a way for them to email a message to us, and we'd be happy to visit them, talk to them. We have a membership development coordinator who could come and visit them if they were a business that perhaps has not been a member of the chamber in the past. We're happy to to work with the business community.